we know that the word of God says whom the Son sets free indeed. So we're just going to go to the Father in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for waking us up this morning, for giving us a testimony of praise, for making us able, oh Heavenly Father, to join together on the Master's Call this morning. We want to thank you for the two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and their yes in creating the Master's Call so that we can each come together to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day as believers. So, Lord, we just want to magnify your name. We want to praise your name. We want your presence on this line, oh, Heavenly Father, because we know that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We want to thank you for Artist International and the Diaz de Leon family, which was the vehicle of bringing these two women together so that their yes to your purpose, to your will, to your mission, and your plan for the TMC, oh God. So we just glorify you. We magnify you. We ask for a special anointing on the man or woman of God who is coming forth with the word. Pour into them, oh Heavenly Father, as they pour out into us, oh God. So we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up. And we seal this prayer in the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, have a great day. And remember, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
To God be the glory. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for tagging this Friday as I Am Free Friday, and also for opening us up with that anointed prayer. And so you know that tag just put this little song in my heart because it came to me as soon as you said it. And so I'm just going to just say a little bit of it because that's who I am. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. So you have just dialed in to the Master's Call, and we welcome each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. On behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to our telecommunications sanctuary, where our mission statement is to enrich, empower, and enhance lives as you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you dial into this call every single day, Monday through Friday. So we welcome each and every single one of you. We want to say thank you for joining us this morning. If you are joining us for the first time, please dial in again. We will be here at this divine and appointed hour again on next Monday. So join us, you know, Monday through Friday. And if you are dialing in, I just want to let you know also that we have a website that is accessible 24/7, and our website address is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you will see that all of our messages have been archived since October the 25th of 2010 up to this present day. You will also see the bios for our speakers and just other information on our website. So please, please, please visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. If you are on this line and you have a prayer request, a praise report, or a testimony, and you want to share it, we do have an email as well. And our email address is info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Robin, will definitely respond to you. The thread that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal, phenomenal health and wellness, number one reshaping garment company in the world known as Artist International, and we are definitely transforming and reshaping lives all over the world. And so if you are listening to the sound of my voice and you don't have any clue what Artist International is about, then I ask you, please go back with the person who invited you to this call and let them share what Artist International is all about. And maybe you just got on the call. Maybe you saw it posted on Facebook and there wasn't not any particular person that you talked to. Well, immediately following this call, well, part two of this call today, because this is Friday, and on Fridays we open up the line after the word to hear your praise reports and your testimonies and prayer requests. But we also go over to a call. It's called the Morning Motivational Call, and that's every Monday through Friday as well, immediately following this call. And that call-in number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. And so please head over there and you'll hear more about what Artist International is all about. This call is recorded, so you can go back and listen to the word, pass this word on, pass this call on to somebody. And I always say do at least three, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. And so the replay for this number, for this call, is 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677 pound. Well, now it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. So at this time, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to introduce at this time one of our co-founders, our Mother Eagle, that we affectionately call her. Why? Because she stretches us to the places that God would have for us to go. Even when we are so unaware ourselves, she is able to empower and enrich us and enlighten us on what we need to do. So at this time, as we are continuing to celebrate her birthday, another year that God has blessed her with, at this time, none other than our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Master's Call family, on I Am Free Friday. I love that tag, Minister Kai. Well, I am not going to prolong it. We are always excited, and every morning the members of our team tell you that we're looking for men and women of God who are part of our artist family who have a word in their belly that they would like to share with the body. And I am so honored that Pastor Gwen John found that such person who just joined our artist family, and I want to take the time and introduce him myself and welcome him to the call. It is none other than Apostle Christopher Finch. Apostle Finch is the pastor of Hope for All Outreach Christian Center and president of the Hope for All Bible College. He is also founder, president, and CEO of the C.E. Finch Urban Initiative. That's a community-based resource center comprising of an after-school learning academy and a social resource center, incepted through partnership with the Kings County District Attorney's Office of the City of New York. And it assists at-risk youth in obtaining employment and mentorship opportunities. Now, Apostle Finch is a native of Trinidad, West Indies, where he spent his childhood and received his education. He completed his ministerial training under the tutelage of the United Pentecostal Churches Incorporated. And in June of 1998, he was ordained to the office of pastor. Now, Apostle Finch completed his biblical and theological disciplines through Community Bible Institute, CBI, and Canon Bible College and Seminary, where he received his Doctorate of Divinity. In the spring of 2002, he founded Hope for All Bible College and Seminary, HBC, an integral component to his vision, mission, and ministry. Apostle Finch endeavors to see men and women thoroughly educated in the Word of God. I'll say a hearty amen to that. Apostle Finch has been given a global vision from the Lord to preach and teach the Word of God to the nations of the world under the apostolic mantle. He is also used of the Lord as an international conference speaker to teach and train leaders. He preaches and teaches biblical truths with revelation knowledge from the Lord in an effort to discipline and help Christians find their purpose and destiny in the kingdom of God. I am humbled. This mighty man of God has taken time from his schedule to pour into our spirits. So without further ado, I introduce to some and present for the first time to our Master's Call family, Apostle Christopher Finch. The floor is yours, man of God. Welcome. You're unmuted, sir. All you have to do is just start speaking. You might need to start fix your phone. Man of God, I'm looking right at you. Your number is unmuted. All you have to do is just start speaking. Okay, I don't know why you're not coming through. Apostle, speak of that prophetically. Pastor John, could you maybe help him out?
Yes, I'm calling him right now, but just give me one single minute.
I'm looking at his number. He's clearly on the board. And
yes. Are you on?
Yes, I am on. I'm hearing
you. But we're not hearing you.
Okay.
You all bear with us because we definitely want
yes,
to hear
you. Yes, he says he's hearing you, but.
Well, he's unmuted. Is there another number maybe he can call in on?
Yes, I'm going to call him and conference him on this call right now. Hold on.
That's great because you're coming in loud and clear. That's
yes,
all
I'm
right.
going to conference him and let him come through my phone.
Great.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah,
we're going to
make it happen. Hold on, TNC family. We're going to make it work. All is well.
All right, I'm going to have him conference. Hold on, let me get him again.
Okay. If we charge you, you ready? You got him? And if we were in church, we start playing the organ or the piano, but we y'all just hear music in the spirit. We're all right. Yeah, because he's clearly unmuted on the board. I'll bear with us.
Amen.
I heard
Hello?
Something. Hello, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry about that delay. I like
that's all right. The floor is yours, and again, welcome, Apostle.
Thank you very much. I'd like to speak to us a little bit from the thought from the text, Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So I just want to talk to us a little bit from the standpoint of the power of the will. God has given man dominion over the earth by way of a lease agreement. Man was under the subjective and the delegated authority of God. And as long as man remains subjective to God and under the delegated authority of God, man will be able to hold or have dominion upon the face of the earth. Now, we understand that, we know the story that Satan came in and he discredited man and man lost his authority. Sometimes the question remains why it is that God in his omnipotence omniscient, knew what Adam would have done and why it is that he placed the tree in the of knowledge of good and evil in the garden, knowing what Adam was going to do. But the idea is not God placing the tree and knowing what Adam was going to do and not preventing him from doing it, but because man is a free will, because of free will, God had to give man choice. And giving man choice is a demonstration of the fairness of God. Now, even though man has a free will, man, as I said, he's subject to God, and he's under the authority of God. But we need to understand that the will of man can be influenced. It can be influenced by desire. It can be influenced by what we see. It can be influenced by what we hear. It can be influenced by our emotion. It can be influenced by what we think. So God is giving man free will. God is both free and God is bound at the same time. For example, we are free from under the dominion of sin, but we are bound to the righteousness of God. So man's will can be free. Man is free, and man is also bound. So here it is that God finds himself in a position that even though he is free to save Adam, but he is bound by Adam's will. So even though God knew that Adam was not going to make the right choice, God is restricted by Adam's will that he cannot intervene on behalf of Adam. So he is free and he is bound at the same time. Now, in the Old Testament, there was an ideology that dominated Israel until the destruction of Jerusalem. The idea was of chosenness. They were a royal family, chosen sanctuary in his presence. Now, the idea of chosenness taught that there was no serious threat that could come against Jerusalem due to their chosenness, and that God will protect the elites from Jerusalem from facing any social realities. Now, in this modern society, in Christianity, there's a similar ideology of what we call exceptionalism. And that is that United States, or we as Christians, we are a special nation in the human history and will not be subject to what goes on in other parts of the world. But exceptionally assumes that we have the right and we are a special privileged and entitled people, which we are blessed by God in a particular way, and we are guaranteed more than our share of the world goods in order to sustain an unsustainable standard of living. So we have an ideology of privilege sustained by power. Therefore, with that ideology, pastors are restricted from talking about certain subjects in their congregation. The objective behind that theology is to tame God, the God of the gospel, in order to fit that particular claim. So in the Old Testament, God lost his agency over Israel, which is the right to lead them, by the ideology of chosenness. Secondly, God seemed that he can be defeated by other gods, not realizing that it is the will of man that is restricting, really, the hand of God from seeming to be all-powerful. Because as long as man does not give God the privilege and he doesn't give God the right, he doesn't give God the permission in order to act on his behalf, God is restricted from helping man. So God seems sometimes powerless. Israel is losing the battle even though the ark is in the midst of them. They are losing the battle. We're not understanding of the will of God. God is restricted, by the will of man. We have an example. Here it is that Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 28:10, Jeremiah is speaking to the children of Israel, and he is saying, you know what, that Israel is going to go into captivity. The prophet Hananiah gets up and says, he breaks the yoke out of from Jeremiah's neck and says, no, God is going to deliver Israel, and he's going to break the strength of Babylon off of Israel. In 2 years' time, Hananiah was found out to be a liar. He was not speaking the truth on behalf of God, because in 2 years' time, Israel was captured, simply because Israel believed, because of their chosenness, that they can continue to violate God, and God is simply going to turn a blind eye to us. Again, in our modern society, the ideology of exceptionalism has done the same thing to the Christian in the Western culture. And until we see in America 9/11, that chosenness was not necessarily a reality because of the fact that we are a special people. God chose this nation, as we would say, but because of the fact that man chose to go against God, and God's will is simply restricted by man not giving God's permission to do so, we see what happened in 9/11. But the whole idea is that if we begin to look at God from the prospect of his omnipotent, his all-powerfulness, and we don't understand that God is restricted by the human will, then we can perceive God wrongfully, because God can appear at times as though he is weak. So therefore, we have to look at God not from the standpoint of his omnipotent, but from the standpoint of his infidelity. What is his infidelity? His infidelity is his faithfulness, because God is faithful to perform that which he has promised us. It is within God's faithfulness that God is not subject to the will of man, because once God says something, he's not like a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. So if God promises us something, he is faithful and just to fulfill that which he has promised. So it is in God's faithfulness that God is able to override the will of man, or the will of man really does not disallow or subject or restrict the hand of God from stepping into a situation that man may face because God's faithfulness allows God to be able to intervene into man's situation. Can I get an amen, somebody? Amen. Hello? Are you hearing me? Amen. So it is in God, as I said, it is in God's faithfulness that God is able to override man's will, because God is not like a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Also, what I want to introduce, I want to speak to us is about, I want to talk to us about the proceeding word of God and the preceding word of God. The Bible said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So there's a difference between the preceding word of God and the proceeding word of God. The preceding word of God is like the written word of God, a word that has been written and being spoken, but it's waiting on a season for another word to be spoken to bring that particular word to pass. What has been happening in the body of Christ a whole lot, why we're not seeing a lot of the supernatural being taken place, that we're having a lot of preaching that is taking place, but we're not seeing more of the supernatural, because people are more hearing of the preceding word of God, and they're not hearing the proceeding word of God. Because the proceeding word of God is this on-time word that brings one into an encounter with the supernatural of God. So let me just give you an example. In Isaiah 7:14, 700 years earlier, God spoke a word to the prophet, Isaiah 7 and verse 14. He says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name Emmanuel." 17 years earlier, God spoke a word through his prophet. That's the preceding word of God. However, we see in the book of Matthew that here it is, that an angel, Matthew and Luke, we see that an angel came to Mary 700 years later and spoke a word into her, saying she shall conceive and she shall bring forth a son and his name shall be called Jesus. She said to the angel, how can this thing be, seeing that I know not a man? That is the preceding word of God. That is a word that had to be spoken in the now, a word that will bring her into an encounter with the supernatural realm of God. Also, in another example, we have Jesus Christ going into the temple. There is a man with a withered hand. The man has been going to the temple for we don't know how long. But the man is hearing the preceding word of God. He's hearing every week, every Saturday, week to week. He was hearing the preceding word of God. But he has a situation that the preceding word of God cannot deal with. Jesus, on that Sabbath day, walks into the temple, preaches the word, the written word of God, the preceding word of God. But the man has an issue with his arm. His arm is withered. Jesus has to say, no, stretch forth your hands. That's the preceding word of God. That's a word that will bring that individual in an encounter with the supernatural power of God. No, it has nothing there to do with the man's will. It has something to do with the faithfulness. It has everything to do with the faithfulness of God. So God, because of the man's faithfulness to God, Jesus Christ is able to speak to him and says, stretch forth your hands. And that hand was healed. So the challenges that we are having today is one, that understanding the will of God and how God is subject to our will until we permit God to enter our situation. God is not able to enter our situation. He can seem very powerless. The preceding word of God, again, the preceding word of God, God has written his word, but there must be a word spoken out of the spirit realm to bring about the change or the healing that we are desiring of God. I just want to thank all of you. Sorry for the slight delay. I pray that the word of God would have in some way inspired you, motivate you, touch you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory for that word of revelation and confirmation and definitely on-time word message. Thank you so much, Apostle Christopher Finch, for that message this morning. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction after our prayer. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we just thank you and we bless you. We celebrate you and we praise your holy name. We thank you for this I Am Free Friday, and we thank you for Apostle Fit. We thank you, Father, that he brought the message straight from the throne room this morning, and we pray that you would increase in him and his ministry in mighty ways, God. We thank you for each and every caller that dialed into the TMC this morning, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus that every need will be met, that you would do the exceeding and abundant in their lives, Father, and that as we go out this day and this weekend, that we will be great ministers in the marketplace and that we will share our testimony of how great you are in our lives. So we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. We decree and declare these things to be so in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in this morning to the Master's Call. To hear this call again, please dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957-677-pound. You can visit our website, www.themasterscall.net. Remember, after part two of this call, you can head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300. And the access code 539598#. Remember, we will be opening the line shortly for a prayer request, praise reports, and testimonies. At this time, Apostle Christopher Finch, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day?
Yes, thank you very much. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus that this day will cooperate with us. This day will not cooperate with the elements of darkness. If there's any darkness that in our lives right now, we drive it out. I drive it out in the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare that the plan and the purposes of God will be established for everyone that is on the line today. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he be gracious unto you, and may he give you shalom. God bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. What an awesome and amazing call this has been on this Freedom Friday. Minister Kai, thank you once again for opening us up in prayer. Apostle Christopher Finch, thank you so much, man of God, for bringing that word to us this morning. And at this time, it is time to go into part two of this call. And so I'm going to ask our Mother Eagle, co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, if she would come back to the line and take over from here. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for hosting the call. And again, Minister Kai, man of God, Apostle Finch, thank you for that rich word. I see why the devil lost his mind but could not be defeated this morning. I love good revelation, strong teaching, and that was just what we were fed this morning. And we look forward to you coming again. Thank you, Apostle. I keep wanting to call you Apostle. There must be a prophetic shift coming, Pastor John. Thank you for bringing him to us and introducing him to us. I just tell you, we are so blessed, and I always get excited when our ministers of the gospel want to step up and feed God's people. As a pastor, as a prophet, and one who travels all the time, I understand how many others of you who I'm looking at on the board, ministers, just come and want to just be fed and rest, and I do understand that. But we thank God for our first but not last time speaker this morning, Apostle Finch. And I tell you, you have had an extensive life, and the Lord has truly blessed you, and we will definitely lift up your ministry and continue to speak the blessings and the favor and more fruit to come out of what God has assigned you to do. Bible college is so important, and all you do for the at-risk youth, I tell you, I can't wait till I get to meet you personally. And again, thank you for taking time this morning to be a part of the Master's Call. Want to encourage
thank
me.
You.
You're welcome, man of God. We want to encourage many of you to go back and listen to that word. I tell you, sometimes when you get a lot of solid meat, you need to hear it again and again. And that playback number again is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085 with the same PIN code, so you can hear that message and understand what God is doing in his word and get the complete revelation of the words that were spoken into our hearts and our spirits this morning. Amen, amen. Well, we know what Friday is, and because we are free in Jesus, I love that tag, this is our day that the co-founder and I, Dr. P.K. Roberts, from the very beginning, over 4 years ago, were clear that we would have this day every Friday when we take time to hear your prayer requests, to hear your praise reports and your testimonies, where you get a chance to speak to us. Feel free to star 6. And hit 1 and come into the queue. The queue is open. This call is about undergirding the body of Christ in prayer, but utmost, Artists International, which we know is a health and wellness company, and we need to always cover Papa Diaz de Leon. I think I put on my Facebook page and pasted it on a couple of other Facebook pages where he was just given another award of accommodation for his service. For his vision of artists there in Mexico, was awarded as a top leader, a top businessman. So we have a company where the whole motif is faith, faith first, first faith in God, then family. You can have an awesome family when it's rooted and grounded in the faith of God, and then a lifestyle that glorifies God. So we're going to continue to cover Antonio Diaz de Leon of the Diaz de Leon family. as well as just covering the body of Christ. This is our time. We'll definitely be first covering and praying for Apostle Fitch for the virtue that he poured out to us today. We are going to be praying for him as I'm going to my list to start writing down our prayer requests. We want to be praying for Minister Biggins in New York, his mother, even though the doctors have said that she's in the four stages of cancer there in New York. Whose report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. I did encourage him to get with you, Pastor John, and get some product to his mother who is on dialysis and just a lot of other challenges, but God. And we have a tool that God has given us, so we want to keep him in prayer. We also are going to definitely continue to pray for those who want to lift up Minister Sharon Stowers. We know she lost her father about a month ago. I don't even think it's been that long. And for all those, it never gets any easier, but day by day, we're able to smile a little more. This will be her first holiday without her father. And she, like me, was a daddy's girl. And so we want to lift up our songbird there in Houston and keep her lifted up in prayer. So we're going to now open up the queue to begin taking prayer requests. Going to Philadelphia to Ms. Shervon. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm free.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, this morning, I just want to give God the praise and just thankful for not only this call, but for family. You know, my immediate family, my artist family, my church family. There are some people that just don't have good, positive people in their life to, you know, be thankful for. And so I just want to thank God for the situation of where I'm at and things that I'm going through, even though there's a lot of turmoil that's going on around me, because I know that God is my foundation, you know, I can move further and pass these things. I also want to ask for prayer for all of our artist family that's going to be traveling, not only for this Super Saturday weekend, but just over this whole holiday season as we go into the new year, because we know that sometimes with these travel arrangements, people can get really outrageous. And so I'm just asking for safe travel and mercies for us all. And I'm just so thankful for this call. And you guys have a blessed and a Christ-centered weekend.
Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Shervon. You're always speaking of others, and we praise God for you. And we will definitely be lifting up this weekend is our Super Saturday weekend all across the country. And so many of us will be having people and groups come together, and we always need to pray and definitely pray for the call to go smoothly, for the equipment to work, for traveling mercies. I do know that Godmother did arrive safely in Columbus, Ohio, and I know she's enjoying herself and hitting the ground running there. And many others are traveling, some we know, some we don't know, covering them with the blood of Jesus and traveling mercy. So thank you for that, Ms. Shervon. All right, is there any other prayer requests? I don't see anyone else in queue. We always want to continue to lift up Jody and keep her covered in prayer. Don't see her on the board this morning, but definitely she's always in our prayers. All right, if there's no other prayer requests, I think I'm trying to remember, did I receive any other texts to lift up other members? I know we're still praying for Selby Ramsey in Oregon, who is also battling cancer and on the product full force, so we're just believing for the healing in her body. All right, if there's no other prayer requests, I will go on and close the queue, and we will take to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you on this I Am Free Friday that you have the freedom in God where there's liberty in the Holy Ghost. And even as the man of God ministered to us this morning about why we don't see the signs and the wonders and the miracles, because our mindset has to shift with expectation of you using us, that there is no respecter of person. And if you did it in the past, if you did it in the scriptures, you're the same God today that desires to do it in us and through us now. So, Father, we're free to be used by you today. We come humbly into your presence, thanking you that you made a choice over 2,000 years ago to be born to die. We thank you that this is your birthday, that you chose to lead eternity and step into a space of time for the substitution of our sins to bridge God back to man. We thank you and say happy birthday to you, and let us not ever, not one listener on this line, forget the reason for the season with all the commercial marketing and all the other things that have been thrown into the pot. God has blessed America, we know, Lord, because we honor you. So we thank you today that we bless you and we're free to open up our mouths and proclaim that you are Lord, that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and we love you and we thank you and we worship you, God. We thank you this morning for our speaker, Apostle Christopher Finch. I thank you, Lord, that you've allowed him to be a part of our artist family and now to be a part of our Master's Call family. Bless him for the virtue, for the words of wisdom, for the insight, illumination, and revelation that he shared with us this morning. Thank you, Father, for great favor to continue to be in his life. Thank you that even as he goes through this season of celebrating you, bless his ministry, his family, his going in, his coming out, every outreach, every school, every ministry that submits to his leadership. Continue to download the Sophia wisdom of God into your mighty man of God. Father, I thank you even for the greater things, the greater works that are yet to come through his leadership, through his eyes of wisdom and trust in you. We thank you for Pastor John. Oh, we love him and his love for you, his love for artists, his love for the people of God. Continue to use him mightily. We thank you for the divine connection, the divine inference that you brought and infused into our hearts this day. Bless these mighty men of God. We continue to lift up Minister Biggs as we pray for his mother there in New York. Cancer is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Diabetes is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we speak words of life and life more abundantly. We speak the peace of God into Minister Biggins' heart, his mind, his will. Father, bring those into that hospital, into the presence of his mother who will speak and pray. And right now we send the word you said in Matthew 8, like the centurion soldier. We send the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to the crown of her head, to the soles of her feet. Do a Holy Ghost blood transfusion, God. We thank you, Father, that everything and anything that's not like you trespassing in her body, we curse it and cancel it at the root. And we speak the infusion of your healing balm of Gilead into her body, even right now. Father, you are our comforter. You are our peace. We thank you for Minister Sharon and all of those who have lost loved ones, and especially in this season where sometimes it's harder. We curse that spirit of depression and suicide, where this season has the highest suicide rate ever. The devil is alive. We bind your hand now, devil. You have no jurisdiction or authority in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We just speak life. We speak joy, the joy of the Lord. You said in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We send that joy to Sharon's heart, to all those others who have lost loved ones throughout this year. Father, we send that peace, the shalom peace of God, that Isaiah 26:3, peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Oh, we thank you, Daddy God, that you're sending it now into the hearts, into the spirits of all those who battle in this season. And Father, use us as instruments to bring some smiles, bring some joy, bring some peace into the hearts of our brothers and our sisters. Father, we thank you for Minister Siobhan as we pray for you to continue to bless her family and to continue to bless all of us as her artist family, her church family, the body of Christ at large. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies as she has prayed. And even as we see this inclement weather, Father, we just thank you as people are traveling and the hustle and bustle of going here and there. Give us patience and give us long suffering and give us utmost safe travels that people arrive safely at their desired locations. This Super Saturday weekend, we call it blessed. We call it favored of you. Call in the people, Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Call them in that they may hear about artists, to be trained, to be equipped, to be fortified and encouraged. And this company has your hand upon it. And over 26 years, God, you've been faithful to Artists International. Father, the world needs to hear about these products that have saved lives, Father. The world needs to hear about these products that have changed zip codes, Father. The world needs to hear about these garments and products that have changed the quality of life for so many. Let us do our part to be your ministers in the marketplace. Father, we continue to send the words of healing to Jody there in Tampa, to Selby there in Oregon, in Portland. Father, we know you're a healing Jesus, and they are part of our artist family, and we stand in the gap, and we make up the hedge, and we pray for them. Now, I pray for everyone on this line, those spoken and those unspoken prayer requests. Father, fortify our faith. Oh, let remind us that we're free because of the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, remind us that greater is he that's in us than any demonic forces in the world. Remind us, God, from that Isaiah 40, that fourth verse, you have gone before us and making the crooked pathway straight and the rough places smooth. Remind us there's a victory in our praise, that when the praises go up, your manifold blessings come down. Remind us of your word in Ephesians 3:20, that you will do the exceeding abundantly above, more than we can ask or think, but it is according to the power that worketh in us. Let the power work big in us. Let the gifts of God flow freely through us. Father, let the message come out of our mouths, and we are your ministers in the marketplace. So we seal each and every one of these prayer requests by the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you promised in Isaiah 55 that not one word, not one request, not one decree will return void. But God, it's wrapped in your anointing as we hurl these prayers through heaven. We thank you for the pog of faith, the prayers that hit the mark. And we don't wait till the battle's over. We shout now, knowing that God, you're a deliverer. God, you're a healer. God, you're a waymaker. God, you are a reconciler. Now, Father, as we leave this call, fill us with that joy. Fill us with that hope. Fill us with the focused faith to go out and spread the good news of the gospel, to spread as we artist the world what these products have done, are doing, and will do. Now, we seal this time of intercession, thanking you for the Master's Call family. Thank you that you give us the mind to come together each and every weekday to lift your name up. So we thank you, Daddy God, as we're covered by your blood, as we're fortified in our faith, as we go out until we come again next month, next Monday. We thank you and we decree and declare we are blessed and highly favored. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, I see Pop Apostle still on the line. We appreciate you, Pastor John. Thank you so much for bringing him to us. And each and every one of you, have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.